Heavenly Father, we just come to you and thanks for all the good things you've given us, and Lord, even the things that you challenge us with. Lord, we just thank you, and Lord, thank you for the weather you've given all of us, Lord, these few days, and even the one you gave us before, Lord, just you know what needs to be done to this earth. And Lord, we just ask that you be with all of us as we are working in this county, Lord. Keep our minds focused with your will, and Lord, just be with those that are in need of your healing touch, Lord, and the military that are fighting for our freedom and our safety, Lord, and just be with them as they are protecting and doing their job, Lord, and just be with our nation and Lord, our county, all of you. Amen.
This is why, if you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance,
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I will call the Taney County Commission meeting to order. It is Tuesday, April 9th, 2019, 9:03 a.m. We have no one signed up for public comment on commission remarks. I'd like to also announce we are this weekend having our Taney County Spring Cleanup for 2019, Friday and Saturday, April 12th and 13th, and that the residents of the county can take items. I'll list the items to our transfer station on Buchanan Road and to our Taney County Recycling Center located at Highway 163 miles east of Forsyth for free of charge. Furniture, appliances, automotive batteries, and almost anything metal will be accepted. Glass is accepted at both locations at any time of the year. Please separate glass from other materials so it can be put in the designated areas. Tires will be accepted at the Buchanan Road Transfer Station location only, and there will be a dollar charge per tire, and there will be a limit of 12 tires per resident. No commercial dealers will be allowed free of charge disposal. Residents only. Proof of Taney County residency required. Have photo ID with address or other acceptable confirmation of resident. For instance, electric bill or tax statement. No household hazardous waste will be accepted. And the collection times will be 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday. I also would like to announce that last night the Hollister R5 School District Board of Education spotlighted our Taney County Road and Bridge Department in appreciation for partnering and supporting the district. They are, they gave them a plaque, and this is the plaque that, they received, and, basically, in appreciation of our road and bridge for the excellent work they do on our roads. I know that the buses are very appreciative of the rural part of the, roads that are kept up with by our road and bridge department. And there was, I think the board was there and some citizens, and it was, they just, like I said, they spotlighted our road and bridge department. Anything further? Moving on, collectors, annual year-end settlement.
Good morning. I handed out a copy of the settlement. I come before you to present the collector's annual year-end settlement according to RSMO 139-160, 139-190, and 52-361. First, I'd like to submit the collector's delinquent list, which is known as the back tax book. RSMO 52-361 charges the collector of first-class counties to prepare and keep a back tax book. This book lists all the delinquent real and personal property levied and assessed which remain unpaid. I provided the commissioners copies of the totals page for both personal property and real estate and emailed the delinquent book for the review. The collector's office works with the county commission, assessors, and clerk's offices throughout the year to correct any erroneous assessments through the abatement process. All documents have been submitted to the county clerk along with a copy of the collector's annual settlement. If the commission is satisfied with the delinquent book and the settlement report, they may direct the county clerk to certify the totals to keep in her office as clerk of the county commission. She will file Form 1313 with the Director of Revenue, and the collector will be allowed to credit on the annual settlements by RSMO 140, 080, 139, 160, and 52361. I have also provided you a copy of the collector's annual settlement, formatted according to the Department of Revenue and the State Auditor's Office. Are there any questions on the delinquent books?
Are these the amounts that you say that were outlawed in 2014 and 15? You've listed those amounts?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we did that about a month ago.
Okay.
In the clerk's office and my office have compared our reports and we're in balance within a penny.
Considering that your totals come from the same database, I'm confused why the penny.
I can't explain it other than, I don't know.
It's that $5 and something that you discovered, remember? But I don't make an adjustment to mine. I leave mine as the reports come out, and we were one penny different on one line.
And our reports, mine had the outlaws removed, and her report still had the outlaws on it, so we just documented. So it's just the way the programmers pull the information, what day they pull the information, and how they round it.
On the SIDs that are collected or that aren't collected, mm-hmm. Are those supposed to go to anything other than that community?
No.
So it's not affecting anybody other than that community's?
Just that community. Except for the 1% that we would get to keep for collecting it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's also affecting any entities that are in that bill. Because if they can't pay that bill that the SID is on, the state, the school, and all of those are not paid either. So
that's correct.
Say it again now.
The SID itself goes to the SID communities,
right.
But on that tax bill, like even if the SID was $1,000, the school might have a $5 section that would belong to the school. So there are a lot of delinquent number
bills. So
whenever
you say 76% are SIDs, that means they're not paying. It's not that they're just not paying the SID portion. They're not paying any of it.
They're not paying any portion, but the 76% is the SID portion.
Okay.
But by them not paying the SID, they're not paying the entities as well.
Okay.
And we were off one penny in the year 2015. That's where we're off. Mm-hmm.
That was a personal property that got abated off. The customer paid same day, so it got added back on.
It was like $5.95, but in the rounding, it caused us to be a penny off. Mm-hmm. Mona and I discussed it at length and decided to leave it there. So it proves to the outside auditors that we are running two separate programs with totals and comparing them, because they have accused us of not having two separate sets of reports and work being done. So.
On the delinquent list that's submitted,
mm-hmm.
I believe the commission's duty is to make inquiry, which we have, and any corrections along the way that are found between the reported the customer to the collector or the assessor. And like you said, they'll be done through the abatements.
Yes.
And they'll be on the record at that time.
Yes.
So, with that, I'm satisfied. And I suppose we just have to enter the delinquent books into the record.
I think we typically accept and enter into the record, but...
Mm-hmm. So I make a motion that we accept the delinquent books as submitted into the record.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Then to go over the annual settlement report, page one is an overview of all charges, credits, distributions. All taxes collected have been distributed. Total collections increased by $450,000 from last year. Our total charge for the year ending February 2019 increased by $2.7 million. We ended the year with over $18.2 million in delinquencies, and that's where we discussed 76% of those delinquencies are SIDS. And that's an increase of $2.5 million in delinquencies from over last year. But just to note that the 2018 SIDS that are delinquent were $2.6 million. So that's where that keeps increasing from year to year. Page 2 shows all data for current taxes. The left side of the page lists the amount the collector is charged to collect, and the right side lists the collections, delinquents, and amounts that have been abated. Page 3 lists the totals of the back taxes that were charged from the delinquent books from last year, plus any add-ons, and the add-ons from 2017 and prior years. At the bottom of the third page, you'll see some of the services that the collector's office accounts for, and there was an increase of over 8,000 in collections of merchant liquor and auctioneer licenses this year. I know that's not a lot, but it just shows that the economy is doing better with more merchants and liquor collection. See, the delinquent interest monies are paid to the entities we collect for by prorating the amount. The retirement fund, tax maintenance fund, and the penalty line all relate back to the delinquent interest and penalty. If the commission is satisfied, I would ask that the collector settlement be entered into record and the clerk of the commission certify the amounts to the director of revenue according to RSMO 139-190.
Based on all the information that you just heard, I've already created the Form 1313 back tax paperwork that has to go to the state, and I've also charged the collector to collect those funds.
And that would have been done through the delinquent tax book that we just entered into record.
Yes. This information comes from the reports that both the collector prints and that I print. And then, of course, I use my reports to create it.
But by using your reports, it shouldn't affect her on that penny or 2 cents for next year, because what you found it on was that 15 delinquent.